with former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now here is your host, Stormy Bonatoni, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's the Kentucky Derby special brought to you by the DK Horse app as we welcome you in a special edition of the Lombardi Line. I'm Patrick Maher. Aaron Halterman is here as well. But today it's spectacular. The vibes are high. Spring is here and so is the first Saturday in May. It's Derby Day. 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. The Run for the Roses starts right now. We've got 2 hours to get you caught up, a lot in store over the next 2 hours. We're going to cover the history of the great race, that is the Kentucky Derby. Of course, we're going to canvass all 20 horses in the field today. We'll talk about the weather, potentially rain, maybe an off track. Of course, we're going to give you some winners straight from the DK Horse app as well. Also, across the sporting landscape, we've got a Game 7, those two great words in sports when it comes to hockey in Boston with the Bruins and the Maple Leafs, and the Western semis get underway with the T-Wolves and Nuggets. But I must say, I couldn't be more thrilled to be here with you on a very spectacular Derby day. Of course, legendary Churchill Downs is the place to be. Of course, Stephanie, Isaiah, the crew back in Las Vegas. But Aaron Halterman, of course, we welcome you in. And just a little background, Aaron Halterman is the man that taught me how to bet the horses many years ago. And there isn't somebody that knows more about betting the ponies than Aaron Halterman. You can find him at racingdudes.com. And I'm thrilled to ride shotgun with you over the next 2 hours as we pick apart the 150th Kentucky Derby. Welcome, Aaron Halterman.
What a setup, man. I don't think I need to say anything now, right? I mean, that was a great setup. You're right. This is the greatest day of the year for me personally. And I know for all the horse players, this is our Super Bowl. You know, this is what it is. Kentucky Derby. It's the race everybody wants to win. There's no day like it. It's a tradition that has gone back now 150 years. Incredible. This is the 150th running of this race. So it is a ton of fun and it's an honor, man. I mean, I feel like every year we're kind of around somewhere talking Derby, but now we get to talk live to everybody for 2 hours. I mean, how exciting is this, dude?
It's so exciting, and I'm thrilled to be with you. Couldn't pick a better partner. And I think what's important here is we're going to have a lot of new horse players joining the DK Horse app. And I think even just talking about this being the first leg of horse racing's Triple Crown, you've got the Preakness in 2 weeks, and then 3 weeks later, the Belmont. I think what's very important to understand is these are three-year-old horses. These are essentially, in human terms, they're seniors in high school. They're very precocious. They're new to what's about to happen. There's going to be more people, and also they're going to be stretching out over a mile and a quarter. We should start there with what the Kentucky Derby is. It's not just a spectacular race for 150 years, but this is a new challenge for these three-year-olds.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is going to be one of the biggest challenges, if not the biggest challenge of their lives. And like you said, they at this age, a horse that's 3 years old is like a high schooler, you know. And so you just kind of think of that high school athlete that maybe going to that first year of college, you know, if they're an elite athlete, that's kind of the first step towards college today for these Kentucky Derby horses. You're absolutely right. And they're, like you said, and you laid it out, they're doing things new for the first time. They're running a mile and a quarter for the first time. They've been running in shorter races, prep races that qualify them for the Kentucky Derby. Those races were a mile and 16th, a mile and an eighth. Now you have to stretch out to a mile and a quarter. It doesn't sound like a lot, but that is a big difference for a horse. So that kind of is a separator today. And also, Patrick, and I think this is the most important thing. Usually a normal horse race will have 8, 10, 12 horses at the most. The Kentucky Derby has 20, and that is a huge difference. That is a game changer. It really changes things up. So those two tests, plus a lot of them, I mean, some of them have ran at Churchill Downs, but a lot of them haven't. So you got three kind of tests there for some of them. Those are the big factors that make this very difficult to win. And that element of luck really comes into it when you've got 20 horses breaking out of that gate.
We'll talk about the racing style. It's a great point as far as the wall that's just going to come crashing down on those inside horses, because a horse in a field of 20 is something these horses haven't seen. Going a mile and a quarter, as Aaron just laid out, something these horses haven't seen. This race is going to center around a very special horse, and that horse's name is Fierceness. Right now, 2.5 morning line, 3-1 over at the DK Horse app right now. But there is an ominous kind of absence to the race yet again, and that is Bob Baffert. He has been, if your mom's watching in Ohio or Michigan, the white-haired trainer is kind of the face of horse racing. And for unknown reasons this year, he won't be participating. Bob Baffert, of course, served his 2-year suspension coming off Medina Spirit's win in the Kentucky Derby. The year after, he transferred his horses to the Yakteen Barn. He hasn't transferred horses this year. Another year suspension by Churchill Downs of Bob Baffert. He won't be there. That's a big storyline.
Yeah, even when he's not there, it is a big story because you laid it out. For the general public, they know who Bob Baffert is. Bob Baffert is horse racing to a lot of the general public. And honestly, even the people like myself that follow it day in and day out, I'm not going to deny this is the most popular guy in horse racing, or at least the most noticeable figure in horse racing. And you said it, this has been a dramatic situation is how I would describe it. He got suspended after he got, Medina Spirit, who crossed the line first in 2021, got disqualified for a medication overage, but he served his 2-year suspension. They said you're suspended from 2022 and 2023. Everybody assumed we're in 2024 now, obviously. He would be back here. He's not. They came out just out of the blue one day during the winter and said, hey, we're going to suspend Bob Baffert for another year. And so that threw it all into a tizzy. Now, the big thing, you said they transferred horses the last couple of years, which was true. All of the owners stuck with Bob Baffert this year, and he has a couple that could compete this year for sure. They stuck with him. The owners kind of put their foot down and said, you know what? We think this is wrong. Hey, when you suspended him, hey, he served it. That's fine. We changed our trainer. We're skipping the race. We're not running in the Kentucky Derby this year. We're sticking with Bob Baffert. So I thought that was an unprecedented move and a very intriguing move for what the future holds for Bob Baffert. I think that bodes well for him.
Well, outside of Bob Baffert, maybe the second most successful modern day trainer is Todd Pletcher, 2-time Derby winner, Hall of Famer, and he will send out the favorite in Fierceness. We'll talk about Fierceness and the rest of the field. You know what's so fascinating about the Kentucky Derby? It's not just about the horses, but it's about the connections. It's about the stories that are associated with the horses, the families, the jockeys, the trainers. And the history, you know, what I like to say when we're talking about the Kentucky Derby, it's a chronological take, Aaron, on America. This is the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. It's never been canceled. That means the Kentucky Derby has been there through wars. It's been there through recessions. It's been there through COVID with you, I, and the rest of America. It's been there through everything. Never canceled. Just for context, think about it. You know, the NFL is 100, 102 years old. This is the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby, which is spectacular. And again, never canceled. Now, a little background and a little history on the Kentucky Derby. 2022 was a special year because Aaron Halterman and myself were standing there on the rail when an 80-1 shot in disbelief came out of the clouds named Rich Strike, which was a late addition to the field, and crossed the finish line in 2022. And you and I were standing there, looked at each other aghast and said, who was that? That horse came from nowhere. And that's what makes this race special.
You're absolutely right. I will never forget that. We literally were standing right on the wire. Yep. And we, for what, Patrick, like 5 seconds, we were like, wait, who exactly was that just won? Because it was the 21 saddle cloth, which is a saddle cloth you just don't ever see. And for a second, I didn't see the one and I thought it was the two. And I was like, what, how did that just happen? Because the two was a long shot as well. And then we look, we're like, no, that was the 21. Are you kidding me right now? And what's so crazy about it is that you're looking at a guy here. I spent 6 months like for the Derby, handicapping the Derby, watching these prospects. And it's like Rich Strike. I've got to look at my past performances, and kind of see where did this horse come from? I don't even remember seeing this horse in like the prep races leading up to this one. It was insane. And he beat like Epicenter, who was the favorite and ran a great race that day. And Rich Strike weaving in and out of traffic beat him. I'll never forget that night. We went out to dinner. I remember, Patrick, and we just kind of shook our head like, I can't believe that just happened. So improbable.
Beer after beer, it became more improbable as we sat there eating dinner. And I'll take it up a notch. You built a career around horse racing. We were standing next to very rich people, trainers. they didn't know who the horse was. It was an unknown trainer, an unknown jockey, and Rich Strike. But again, that's what makes the fastest and the greatest 2 minutes in sports spectacular, because it's 2 minutes, it's done in a flash, but memories last a lifetime. So I'm excited to talk about the field, of course, as we progress here over the next 2 hours on the Kentucky Derby special brought to you by the DK Horse app. And I encourage you to download the DK Horse app. I'm going to tell you right now, the responsiveness is incredible. We're going to help you. I understand the fixed odds bettors are a little confused when it comes to parimutuel betting. Don't worry. Over the next 2 hours, we're going to take care of you. When we return, I want to talk a little bit more about the history. Let's bring in Secretariat to kind of provide some context. And also, your favorite memory from the Kentucky Derby. I'll give you mine. I'll just tease you a little bit. Charleston, South Carolina, there was a wedding that day, but your boy threw a smarty party. That's right. That's a little tease. And on my walk to grab coffee, this is for Steph, Isaiah, and the crew. Maybe this is a good omen. Look what I found on the ground right outside my apartment when I went to grab a coffee today. If you're listening on the radio, that is a perfect red rose, okay? That's a great omen for today's Kentucky Derby. Now, today's Kentucky Derby could be marred by weather. If it is a sloppy track and off track, 12 of the 20 runners have off track experience, including Fierceness, who's your favorite. We'll talk about that and more. Coming back, we're going to talk a little history and the top five contenders. It's a Kentucky Derby special brought to you by the DK Horse app.
This is the Lombardi Line with former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now here is your host, Stormy Bonatoni, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Odds are jumping over at the DK Horse app on the Derby 150 favorite Fierceness. We'll have that coming up in a second, but quickly tell you about the man of mystery, Bill AD and the VSiN Daily. It's free. It's the table setter for your betting day. Expert picks and analysis, betting strategies, latest odds and trends, links to VSiN's top reads, and latest podcasts. It's all there, and you can sign up absolutely for free with all the links and everything from Bill AD. VSiN.com/newsletter. We got you back here. Thank you to Stormy and Michael for giving us the real estate today. I'm Patrick Maher, Aaron Halterman, RacingDudes.com. This is the Kentucky Derby special brought to you by the DK Horse app. So a couple of things. I just teased you a little bit, Aaron, before we get into post draws, history of the race. Quickly, this is kind of fascinating. Fierceness, just 2.5 morning line, 3-1 when we started, just adjusted 3.5-1. And that's parimutuel wagering right there.
Yeah, that's crazy. Right before we got on the air or came back on the air, I said, wow, he went up to 7-2 because he had held at that 3-1 price there for a long time. And now he's up to 7-2. Now, listen, these odds are going to change. They're going to fluctuate. But as we move through the day, those fluctuations will start to stop. So that is that's a crazy development. If you like the favorite, that's even better for you.
Well, the reason it's crazy is because let's just kind of set this race up. This centers around the horse Fierceness, which is going to be the 17 horse breaking out of the 16 post, which we'll get to why it's important. There is no argument, Aaron Halterman. Fierceness is the best horse. This is the fastest horse in this field, but there's a huge but. And as bettors, we're attacking the but. The best horse is Fierceness. There's 19 other horses, and we're going to try to build the ticket to beat it.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. You laid it out. And look, here's the deal. And this is no matter what number, no matter what analytic you look at, if Fierceness shows up with his absolute best race, which he's done 3 out of the 5 of his races, he will win this race, period. So if that's how you want to look at it, if that's how you want to say, look, hey, he's the best horse. Hey, I don't know if he's going to show up or not, but if he does, I'm getting a decent enough price. I'm going to take him. That's fine. Your handicapping is pretty much over. But you said it. The butt is a huge problem. Because here's the deal with this horse. He either runs tremendous or he is horrendous, as in just terrible. He ran a race in January, which is his second to last race before the Kentucky Derby, that wouldn't beat one of the lower level races in the United States. It was so bad. It was hard to believe. And there wasn't a whole lot of excuses for him that day either. Like sometimes in horse racing, a horse will run a bad race, but he stumbles really badly and he kind of just doesn't get the positioning. There was no excuse for Fierceness when he ran so poor. And that is The downside, if you take him, there's a chance you're not going to look, well, you're just going to look foolish. I'll just put it that way, because if he doesn't win this race, he might finish like 15th, Patrick.
There are 150 years of running the race. There have been 13 Triple Crown winners, of course, winning the Kentucky Derby, winning the Preakness, and winning the Belmont. The speed figures for Fierceness at this point in his career are better than the last two Triple Crown winners, American Pharoah and Justify. Just to give you an idea in context of the specialness of Fierceness. However, his bad races are a debacle. And that's the conundrum of betting Fierceness today, who's 3.5-1 right now on the board. Let's talk about the importance of post-draw. Okay, Steph, let's do this. So you talked about the uniqueness of the Kentucky Derby. The horses are not just stretching out running their longest race of their career, over a mile and a quarter, but they're also going up against 19 other horses. That's a wall of horses breaking out of the starting gate in a huge field. So the start is so important. Eight of the last 13 winners, which is 62%, have started at that 13 post or wider, Aaron Halterman. That means they're unencumbered. Why is it so important in the Kentucky Derby in particular to be outside of that 13 post?
Yeah, we talked about it in the first segment. And the big thing is why you kind of want an outside post generally is because, look, it's 20 horses. And so when you break from the gate and you're drawn towards the outside, you tend to want to go towards the rail to save ground going into the first turn. I mean, it's just logically, if you're wide going into the first turn, you're losing links, right? Because you're having to go further than the other horses. So they all kind of start to cram in towards the rail. And what happens is when all those other horses to the outside start to go towards the inside, those horses drawn inside, especially post 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they get crunched. And if they don't break really well from the gate and kind of clear the field, they have all kinds of trouble. Now, the one good piece of good news for the horses drawn to the inside, the last 3 or 4 years, they changed the starting gate. They made it a little more friendly towards those inside horses. It's one huge gate that has 20 posts instead of the old gate that had 14 posts. And then it was like an auxiliary post that had 15 through 20, the gate. So it kind of really gave that advantage to those outside horses. Now it's still an advantage, there's no doubt, but it's at least gives those inside horses a little bit more of a chance now.
And of course, closer to the rail, that's your shorter trip around the track. However, Dornock, who's a fascinating horse coming out of the one post, he's half owned by Jason Wirth, yes, the baseball player. Also, he's a brother of Mage, last year's winner of the Kentucky Derby. However, the one post hasn't delivered a winner since 1986 in Ferdinand. The 17 post is very important. That's the post that Fierceness, your favorite, drew in this year's Kentucky Derby. With the scratch of Encino, he moves up to the 16. So again, the 17 post has never won the Kentucky Derby. The best real estate on the track, that would be the 5 post. 10 wins over 150. Catalytic sitting in the 5 post this year, Aaron Halterman.
Yeah, not so good for Catalytic. He's not great. So I'm going to toss him, even though that post has been hot this year. I will toss Catalytic. You did mention Dornock. The one good thing he's got about breaking from the rail, he does have a lot of early speed. Maybe if he breaks well, he can do kind of what I was saying in the last thing there, just break, get out ahead of everybody. It may force him to go a little bit too fast too early, but he might not get kind of crunched and sandwiched on the inside there.
Okay, post time 6:57 for Derby 150. Let's start here. Let's start with the top 5 contenders. We'll give 3 long shots. Then in the second hour of the program here, the Kentucky Derby special brought to you by the DK Horse app. What we'll do is we'll simply go through all 20 in the field. Right now, though, we're going to start descending order 5-1, your top 5 contenders in the Kentucky Derby. And we're going to start with Honor Marie.
Look, Honor Marie is a horse that the first race this year, just he did not look very good at all, but you saw a big time progression in the second race for Honor Marie. He was second in the Louisiana Derby. He was right behind Catching Freedom, who a horse that is 8-1 right now that people are going to like. So Honor Marie ran very well. He's been training fantastic there at Churchill Downs. And another big key, I mentioned a lot of these horses haven't run at Churchill. Honor Marie has a race and has a win at Churchill Downs. So that is a good thing. That's a feather in the cap, as they say. So I think Honor Marie, he makes a lot of sense. I think he's currently right now right around that 15-1 mark.
Hey, Honor Marie, number five, top five contenders, Derby 150. This one's spectacular for a multitude of reasons. The Japanese horse, Forever Young.
Yeah, Forever Young has been fantastic so far. He's 5-for-5 in his career. However, all the races have come in Japan, in Dubai, and in Saudi Arabia, believe it or not. They have a race over there that he won as well. So the question with him is, can he come over here and compete with our horses? We don't really know what he's been facing over there, that the talent has not been great that he's been up against, but he's looked very sharp. They're very confident. But here's the deal with these horses that have come over from the UAE Derby in Dubai, like Forever Young has. They've had really tough trips. I don't know what it is about these horses. They've had trouble getting out of the gate. Hopefully that doesn't happen to Forever Young.
Okay, the style of the Kentucky Derby is fascinating. You talked about that early speed. Generally, a horse that's going to win the Kentucky Derby is, on the turn, going to be making a move, come from behind. You know, in horse racing parlance, that's called a turn of foot, a late closer. Catching Freedom, the Brad Cox trainee, your third contender, is fascinating.
Yeah, he really is. He's had some mental issues, meaning, you know, he'd get in the stretch and kind of weave in and out. And that's just what a young horse does. We talked about it. They're still very young. They're still learning. But the last race, it seemed like all those mental issues went away. He dropped back to last. He made a big swooping run to win the Louisiana Derby. He did it very impressively. And you mentioned it. He's got Brad Cox, one of the best trainers in the United States. And he's got Flavian Pratt, and for my money, Flavian Pratt, the best jockey in the United States. So he's got the human connections, and he's got that turn of foot. He is extremely, extremely interesting in this spot.
Okay, quickly, we'll get Sierra Leone in. We'll come back and talk about fierceness. Chad Brown, one of the great trainers, two-hole Sierra Leone is your second favorite.
Yeah, Sierra Leone, look, he is like a big freight train. They actually call him a steam engine because when he gets going, he really gets going. The problem is he's drawn the two-hole. We talked about how inside is not great, and there's no doubt this horse is going to come from dead last. He will be last up the backside, so don't panic if you bet him, but panic to think, okay, can he get through? You talk about it. There's a wall of 18 horses. Can he get through? Can he get the trip? That's the biggest question mark, but the talent is there.
He was a $1.2 million purchase, Sierra Leone. There's a lot on the line. The race centers around fierceness. What is fierceness? What does he mean to the race? We'll tell you coming back on the Kentucky Derby special.
This is the Lombardi Line with former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now here's your host, Stormy Bonatoni, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Are you, yes you, ready to become a sports betting expert? Well, look no further than a VSiN Pro subscription. Now look, here's the deal. What a deal. $199 is usually $240. And here's what we're going to do today. I'm going to give you 2 months free. So what does that mean? 14 months, $199. That's essentially less than 50 cents a day. You're going to bet more than 50 cents on the Derby, right? So be part of the family here at VSiN and DraftKings and become a VSiN Pro. To do so, you have to use the promo code Lombardi. You know how to spell it. VSiN.com/subscribe Lombardi. You could also use Sharp. Steph, you're a real one. We're back. Sharp money, of course, not necessarily. It's Lombardi Line, as we say hi. A Kentucky Derby special presented by the DK Horse app. And I'm just going to say this, a shameless plug. The DK Horse app is so responsive and so easy to navigate. I promise you, by the end of the show, we're going to build a ticket for you. And trust me, we're going to win you some money. So stay tuned and go download the DK Horse app. He's Aaron Halterman. I'm Patrick Maher. We welcome you back. It's a very special day. Derby 150. Now, whether or not we're going to have inclement weather, that is a fast drying track, which is very, very important. And we'll talk about it. 12 of these 20 horses have run on and off track. That means potentially some inclement weather. So we'll talk about it. Certainly fierceness has run on and off track. So I mentioned that this race centers around fierceness, breaking out of the 16 post. Trained by Todd Pletcher. There's no argument that this is the fastest. This is the best horse in the field this year in the Kentucky Derby. But we're attacking the if, and the if is a big deal because the horse in five races, three great performances, two subpar performances, and therein lies the danger or maybe the thrill of betting fierceness, Aaron.
You're absolutely right about that. I mean, there's no way around it, both sides, negative and positive. And the positive, obviously, we've talked about it, is, hey, he is the fastest horse, period. There's no doubt about it. He ran the fastest race by far out of anybody in this field, and he's done it a couple times. He hasn't done it just once, and I think that's important to do or to note as well. It wasn't some freak effort. He's done it a couple times where he has just looked fantastic. But you're right. If you want to go against him, if you're looking at the form, or you're kind of thinking about what to do in this race right now, I can't tell you you're crazy for going against him, because if he shows up with his bad race, it's beyond bad. And not only is he going to probably lose the race, well, he will lose the race, but he won't be in the top two, three, or four, which makes those bets with the exactas, the trifectas, and the superfectas that much more lucrative. Because you know, if he doesn't show up, all of a sudden this thing can blow up and you could get some huge prices in there.
So 5-2 on the morning line, 7-2 as we speak in real time right now. So for fixed odds bettors, that's 3.5-1 on Fierceness. I have to be honest, that's a great price on the best horse in the field. We'll see by the time 6:57 East Coast rolls around what the odds are. That's Parimutuel betting. But let me ask you this before we get to the long shots. For Fierceness, if I'm watching at 6:57 and they break out of the gate, what is the perfect scenario as far as pace, as far as, is it a potential where the pace could be too hot for this horse? Does he want to close? What's the perfect scenario for Fierceness?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And that is a big thing that they have worked, talking about the trainer, Todd Pletcher, has worked and worked on trying to figure out exactly, okay, were the two races where he lost, what happened? And so this is kind of what they've kind of come up with. They think if the horse gets bumped around a lot early in the race, it just kind of takes him off his game. So to your question, and the thing that they're going to have to do with Fierceness today, he's drawn outside. That is a great thing. You can always get in trouble in a horse race, but the further outside you get, the less likely you are to bump around with the other horses. So what you're going to want to see if you're watching Fierceness, obviously break sharp out of the gate, get up towards the front. He doesn't have to be in the lead, but you want him, when they take that, go past the wire and go through that first turn, you want Fierceness to be sitting close to the front with no horse to his outside. And just sitting there, whether that be in third place, fifth place, or even if he gets on the lead, you just kind of want him towards the front and you don't want any horses to his outside. Because if there's a horse to his outside and he starts to get, you know, squeezed in tighter, get bumped, that's their theory, the trainer's theory, at least, of that's when he could get in trouble. That's when things could go awry for him. So you just want him to break well, get a good early position up towards the top five, I'll say, and then no horses to his outside. If all that happens, I will be pretty surprised if you don't see a pretty special race from him. But those first 100, 200 yards of the race, they're critical. And that's what needs to happen for him to win this.
You know, Aaron, Stephanie brought up a great question. Like, if we were to compare Fierceness to a modern day athlete, you immediately said James Harden. He'll give you 33 and 10 dimes. And then in an elimination game, he's going to show up and give you 13 points and two assists. Like, that is the difference. Like, there's the distinction. He's on the Hall of Fame track, or potentially he could completely flame out.
Yep. I mean, well, I guess we got to figure out, did Fierceness go to the strip clubs last night?
Patrick, well, right? Like, take it easy. This is a family show.
Well, Kentucky Derby. That's what handicappers got to do, right? No, I don't know, but that's true. That's what he is. That is what he is. No doubt.
I'm going to try to grab a stronghold of this program, and stronghold is number 3 on your biggest long shots. The D'Amato trainee breaking out of the 17, moving up from 18. He was 20-1 on the morning line. Right now at the DK horse app, he's 32-1.
Yeah, look, I think the price is too big on stronghold. Do I think he is some kind of an incredible horse? I do not. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, but 32-1 is a great price. Here's the deal. This horse is getting better. You look at his analytics right now and you think, hey, he looks a little bit too slow. But then you look at the progression of his speed figures, his analytics, and you go, well, he is getting better every race. So if he takes another step forward, can he finish like third in this race? Yeah, he totally could. He won the Santa Anita Derby. That's a major Kentucky Derby prep race. It wasn't quite as strong this year, but still with stronghold, he's progressing in the right direction. So I think with another little bit of progression, he could get up there at a big price.
Number 2, as far as long shots, Just a Touch, trained by Brad Cox.
Yeah, this is the quote-unquote other Brad Cox horse in the race. Of course, Catching Freedom, his other horse, is going to take a lot of the money. But this Just a Touch is another one. Like Stronghold, he's getting better. Every single race, he is getting better. And this is the big thing for Just a Touch for me. He drew the eight post. That is perfect. This horse has good early speed, but he won't have to be on the lead. So basically, he can clear, let's say, 14 of the horses. He can kind of sit behind the three, four, five horses that are up in front of him. And then he can be the first one to kind of make that move in the turn. So when you think of horses that need to get good trips, he projects to get a really good trip. Just a Touch, he's getting better, good post. I would not be shocked at all if when we turn for home, he has the lead. Can he hold it? I'm not sure, but I think he'll be there with the lead as we turn for home.
And finally, D'Wayne Lucas is one of the all-timers, one of the great trainers in the history of this sport, which goes back many years. This is Derby 150, after all. He's got a horse named Just Steel, the six horse. He was 20-1 on the morning line. DK or Horse App right now, Just Steel is 26-1.
Look, with Just Steel, I don't have any visions of him winning the race. But if you told me who's a horse to play in an exacta or a trifecta that you can count's going to show up with his best race, it's Just Steel. Why do I say that? Because in his last four races, he's finished second in three of them. He just shows up with solid races every time he runs. And look, he has been second behind some really good horses. We talked about Bob Baffert. He's not here, but he has a horse named Muth who's going to be in the Preakness. Listen, Just Steel challenged him in the Arkansas Derby. He was right there with him. He ran right there with Catching Freedom when they faced each other on New Year's Day. They raced at Oaklawn, and he was right there with him. So he's been there with him. He hasn't really been a threat to beat him, but he's been around. And he's got a Hall of Fame trainer in D'Wayne Lucas. He knows how to get horses ready for this race. And oh, by the way, another really cool thing. His jockey is Keith Asmussen, who is the son of Steve Asmussen, the all-time winningest trainer in horse racing history. Keith Asmussen, the son, is riding for D'Wayne Lucas, another, obviously, a Hall of Fame trainer. So Hall of Fame connections all the way around in this one.
So there you go. Stronghold, Just a Touch, and Just Steel. Aaron Halterman's long shots. Just a little trivia before we go to break. In 1973, Secretariat won the Kentucky Derby and set the track record. He then went on to set the track record in the Preakness. He then went on to run one of the great races of all time, maybe the greatest, in the Belmont, set the track record in 1 year, 1973, 50 plus years ago. Those three records still stand. I'll say this. You want to talk about horses not being athletes? That right there, the Derby, the Preakness, and Belmont in 73, 50 plus years ago, that's the greatest record in all of sports.
There's no doubt about it. And I remember Jack Nicklaus said, I saw an interview with him. He said, I cried during the Belmont because that was sports perfection. If that guy, Jack Nicklaus, is saying that, that's something.
Do yourself a favor during the break, but not during the program. Go watch, go YouTube that Belmont in 73. You might cry like the great golfer as well. When we return here on the Derby Special presented by the DK Horse App, we'll take a little break and then we'll come back and set up the field. We've got a game seven in Boston, two original six teams on the ice. And of course, we open up the semis in the NBA with the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. We continue a special Lombardi Line Kentucky Derby DK Horse App.
This is the Lombardi Line with former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now here's your host, Stormy Bonatoni, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's Kentucky Derby time. Are you ready for the greatest 2 minutes in sports? Saddle up with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code VSIN Horse, V-S-I-N Horse. That's all one word. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Download the DK Horse app now to join the Run for the Roses action. Only on the DK Horse app. Okay, we got you back here. Lombardi Line, thank you to Stormy and Michael for allowing us to jump in here, a special Kentucky Derby show presented by the DK Horse app. I'm Patrick Maher, of course. Aaron Halterman, good buddy of mine, racingdudes.com. We've got you covered. By the end of the show, we're going to build the ticket for you. Derby 150. Also, our buddy Mike Somich is going to be stopping by as well. Very special when you hear those two words, game seven, when it comes to hockey, of course, in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And tonight, we've got a special one, Mr. Halterman, because it's two original sixes. That is the Maple Leafs at the Bruins. Right now, I'm showing the Bruins in game seven, laying $1.36. You come back the other way with the Maple Leafs at plus 121. 5.5 on the total. No surprise there. What makes this fascinating is the Maple Leafs have lost their last five game sevens. It would be, you'd be hard pressed to find a fan base more fervent and cares more about a particular team than those up in Toronto. It's going to be a very nervous day in Canada. It's going to be a nervous day in Boston as well. Remember, Boston blew a 3-1 first round series lead to the Florida last year in 2023, and the Bruins are now in danger of doing it for a second straight year. This is a coin toss, and I know you always talk about with your handicapping, and we call you the plus money prince for a reason. The bottom line is, if you extrapolate over a period of time, if you're betting these coin tosses and getting plus money, you're going to have a positive ROI. So my assumption is you're going Maple Leafs. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but this is going to be fascinating nonetheless.
Yeah, my bigger plays are going to lean towards the unders, the under 5.5, and then that under goal and a half first period that Somich and I talk about a lot. So those are like my bigger plays are going to be that. I am going to sprinkle a little bit on the money line with Toronto, though, because I do think it is a coin toss. Look, if after the first five games of the series, well, really four games of the series, I thought Toronto's done. They're dead. You know, they lost two in a row at home, and it's like they're doing Toronto things basically, right? But then game five, that took some guts to go in there and win that game. I don't care what anybody says. I know Boston blew it last year as well. That took guts to go in Toronto. You know, the press was all over them locally in Toronto. They went into Boston and they won that game. And they dominated game six. I know the scoreboard didn't say they dominated game six, but if you watched it, Toronto was all over them. Now, you're going to get a bounce back from Boston. But here's the deal, Patrick. I agree. It's pressure-packed for both teams. I'm not sure if Boston might feel it more tonight, believe it or not, though, because blowing that 3-1 lead to Florida, and now if you blow it to Toronto, you're going to get some grumblings for a team that's been very good, one of the best teams in the league the last few years. You're going to get some grumblings if they lose this game. So this is going to be much must-see TV tonight, no doubt.
Kind of, yeah, but like last night we were talking about it. You know, this is Stanley Cup playoffs, and you and Somich continue to hammer those first periods under a goal and a half, which is, yeah, you're always tight watching the games, but it played out in the two last night, low-scoring affairs. I think we're going to see an under. If I'm betting this game, I'm going under 5.5 goals.
Yeah, I mean, if you just watch the last two games, it was very tight hockey. And the game seven, usually, especially in the first period, nobody's wanting to make that first mistake. Nobody's wanting to give up that first goal. So it all leans towards under again tonight in this one. Like I said, it's a series that's been very low scoring anyway. So, yeah, I think, again, if you want to take a side, take the plus money side. I can't really argue that because I'm sitting here saying it's a coin flip game. But I think your better plays are leaning towards those under.
First period under a goal and a half with the Bees hosting the Maple Leafs and under for the game of 5.5. We go from the ice to the wood and the Western Conference semis. I freaking love this matchup with the Timberwolves and Nuggets for a multitude of reasons. Of course, you've got Jokic, unquestionably the best player on the planet right now. One of the all-time greats. By the time he retires, he will be a top 10 player. But you've got a kid over there in Minnesota and Anthony Edwards, who will be, even with Murray, the second best player in this series. Now, setting up the series price over at DraftKings, the Nuggets are a minus 205 favorite. The Timberwolves a plus 170 coming back the other way. Interesting there, because when this number opened, the Nuggets were plus 190. Excuse me, the Timberwolves were plus 190. So they're starting to shorten up a little bit. And I think for good reason. Look, we saw what the Nuggets were against the Lakers. They trailed the whole entire series. And in those clutch minutes, they just pull away because they are a fine-tuned machine. They're great at home, and there's always an acclimation process for teams going to that altitude, playing against this lineup, which is great, but it's short. Conversely, the Timberwolves, they go deep. It's not just about, obviously, Anthony Edwards, but they've got the bigs to throw at Jokic. Now, Jokic is a wizard, and he can handle it, but with Karl Anthony Towns, it appears that he's healthy, and Rudy Gobert, there's size, there's depth, and this Timberwolves team is live. I've got this series going 7. I'll give the edge to the Nuggets because of the home court in game 7, but this is going to be a fascinating series.
I tell you what, I may regret this. I'm going to go the Timberwolves. I have been super impressed. Now, you know, I'm an Oklahoma City Thunder guy. I'm sitting here about 3 hours from Oklahoma City right now doing the show. So I am a huge Oklahoma City Thunder guy. So I have followed this Western Conference all year long. That series by the T-Wolves, I know Suns, I know they're getting older. They demolished them. I think the Timberwolves are really good. Now, the flip side of it is, look, the Lakers, obviously, they probably needed to be, they should have been out there better than what their seed was, if I could say it right there. So absolutely. Obviously, the Nuggets had a little bit tougher of a matchup in that first round. I will say that. But look, I'm not going to say they were lucky to win it, because I do think at the end, hey, that's basketball. You make the plays at the end, you win the games. But there wasn't a huge difference between those two teams. I think the T-Wolves are a much better team than the Lakers. I think they can beat the Nuggets. I think the Timberwolves are going to be super, super tough in this series.
Totally agree with you. I'm taking a look at the total just quickly. 207.5 on the opener. It's jumped up to 208.5. I'll say this. The Nuggets have their intended starting lineup tonight, and the under dating back to last season is 34-27 with this lineup, which is a 55% clip. Look, as a bettor, if you're hitting at a 55% clip, you're making money. Don't listen to people saying 65-70%. No, you're hitting 55-56%. You're making some money. And conversely, you take a look at the Timberwolves. You know, we saw a great defensive team in Orlando last night as they extend the series against the Cavs. But the best defensive team in basketball this year is the Timberwolves. I expect this to be more of a slog, kind of a heavyweight battle, in particular to start. The Timberwolves are going to be keyed. Here's the thing about the T-Wolves. I don't expect them, even going against the greatness that is Jokic and a team looking to go back-to-back in the Nuggets, I don't expect the Timberwolves to be intimidated. Karl Anthony Towns, he's a different cat. But Anthony Edwards, who's the unquestioned leader of this Timberwolves team right now, he's an alpha. He's a dog. This team's going to be ready. I do like under the 208.5. So I like the under tonight on the ice, and I like the under on the wood as well.
I would think the under would, that's kind of what the Timberlakes are the Timberwolves are one. They're going to want to do this. They're going to want to make it a slog. I think that favors them. I don't think they want to get in an up and down battle. And again, I'll go back to the Suns series, and I understand the Suns are aging, but they've got players that can put it in the hole, right? They've got players that can score. I thought they'd be a little more dangerous. They locked them down. Like Kevin Durant, the first couple of games, it kind of looked like he might get hot. He never got going, though. Maybe he would have a good quarter, and they would lock it down. And look, this is a different beast with the Nuggets. You said it. Their star power is huge. But I do have faith. This Timberwolves team, defensively, they're going to be able to lock them down, at least slow them down enough to make this a, like you said, you got to go in 7. I wouldn't be shocked at all if this goes 7 as well.
Short rotation for the Nuggets. We know this, and something to pay attention to. Jamal Murray is an all-time postseason performer, but injuries are a concern, and he comes into this banged up. So that's something to pay attention to. And don't worry about the slip. Timberlake, if we lose these unders today, we're going to be crying a river. You understand what I'm saying to you, Aaron Halterman? So we like the under 5.5. First period on the ice tonight with the Bees and Maple Leafs under 1.5. And I like that under 208.5 to open up what I think is going to be a 7-game series against the T-Wolves and Nuggets. Okay, this is a Kentucky Derby special. So when we return here, the DK Horse app, we're going to roll that out because it's so responsive and easy to use. And we're going to break down the field of 20. We've talked about the contenders. We've talked about the long shots. Now let's systematically go through the field and the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby.